We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Man, life can be cruel sometimes.
What happens?
Well, because we have a way right now for everyone listening to put serious cash in your pocket.
Okay.
No joke. They need this thing you have, and there is never going to be a better time for them to buy it
Damn.
From you. However, selling this will make your life and the life of your family a little bit more difficult. So, do you want it easy, or do you want the money? You hang it out the breaker, Rutz, just classic rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it.
Okay.
If you have a car, dealerships want to buy it from you right now.
But there's a car shortage?
You got it. Maybe you've noticed the commercials or you've been getting emails. Car dealerships are attempting to buy back cars to boost their inventory. There is a shortage of new cars. Couple of factors playing into it. But the big reason is the shortage of the computer processor, the semiconductor.
The chip.
You got it.
Where are the chips?
That is needed to build these new fangled machines.
Okay, so they want your car to sell.
Yep, long story short, you will never get a better deal, it seems, than you would right now selling your car.
Okay, but then I will need a car.
Okay, well, no, but your wife has a car.
Right. She has a car. I do not have a car. Mm-hmm. Like, you could not exist, like yourself, on one car. But it's impossible for you to do that.
I think everybody thinks that they would at least try it or could get away with it temporarily.
Pat couldn't. There's no way he could.
Phone number is 222-6000. Cash in your pocket versus one car family. Is it doable in today's day and age? Would you even entertain the thought? Here's the thing.
Right.
It seems like it's impossible, but I'm sure if my wife and I made a couple adjustments, we could make this work.
Like what?
I don't know. I haven't thought about
carpool.
It.
I don't think you can.
No, so Kimmy's right. My wife could carpool
there are,
to work.
Yeah, there are, I mean, if you
Some
have-
doctor carpooling.
What's the matter?
If you're going to the same place
you're
or around
doctor.
The same area.
So what? You're going to work. You're getting to work. What's the problem?
Because it's like
it's your not
doctor.
Fun.
You should have like a fancy car going to your fancy doctor.
So it's all about image for you. It has nothing to do with
Yes.
But who sees you even get out of your car in the morning?
I don't know. Other doctors?
I'm talking about you specifically. Yeah.
No, like think about
it. I buy carpooling sucks.
Why?
Because you're like you're at the mercy of that person. It's all of a sudden they're like the dictator of the car now. It's like your car is North Korea. Like if you're not the guy driving, because you set the tone. I'm picking you up here, dropping you off there, we're leaving then, we're not stopping. Like, you get nothing.
Okay. But you'd have all this money in your back pocket. Like, this is
to do what?
This is perfect for you.
I gotta wait, buy another car.
This is perfect for you.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, your wife is retired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you work early in the morning, you're home by 10:30. Mm-hmm. So she would have the car for the rest of the day. You don't go anywhere during the day. So why do you need
Yeah, but
two
I like
cars?
The option of it being there. Let's say I want to run up to Duncan.
Yeah.
Let's say I got to run to Home Depot.
Okay.
Which I got to do today.
So your wife's going to need the car all day, every day?
Well, what if she is gone all day?
Okay.
What if she's shopping? She gets tied up at Marshall's.
Don't you? All right. So then.
Oh, let's say I'm tied up. I'm over here doing this. And Marshall's has a big sale. She's missing out.
Oh, well, one day big sale for the next 2 hours. She can't get there. You see, the only reason you don't want to do it is because of this idea that you need to have
My
two
freedom.
Cars to be successful.
Yes. Yeah, so but if I want to do so, yes.
What are you doing, though? Like, you're really not
I
doing
know.
Anything.
But I want that option.
Okay.
So you're gonna give up this money and continue to spend money on insurance and gas
Listen,
wear and tear just to have the option of maybe going to Dunkin' Donuts later.
I'll tell you what I would do.
What's that?
If I and my wife were both retired, I would do it.
No, that's when you need two cars.
No, you don't.
No, because you got to get the hell out of there sometimes. Like that, I would understand having two cars.
No. Retirement, I could see because of the expense. But while I'm working, I want my ride, man.
Kimmy, your husband could drop you off at work.
Yeah, he could. He'd have to get up a lot earlier.
You could bum rides home.
Yeah.
And that's like the saddest existence is You get dropped off like you're a little kid going to school. What? And then you'd have to stand out front and wait for your husband. Let's say he's running late, right? Mm-hmm. And you're just standing out there waiting for my ride, my big grown-up ride.
So I know a girl who... I can't remember what happened, but for whatever reason, she had to get rid of her car. I can't remember if it was like damaged or what. Mm-hmm. But she thought, temporarily, I will go to and from work with one of my coworkers that lives in my neighborhood.
Okay.
It's probably been a good year and a half, and she hasn't gotten a new car yet. She said where if she has to go anywhere else, she'll like Uber. Like if it's an important thing she has to go to, you know, after work and her boyfriend isn't home to drive her or use his car. Mm. I don't think she's... What?
It's key that he's not listening, just thinking of things to argue.
I can see his face.
I heard you. But she's happy. She's been doing it for a year. Is she happy?
I mean, here's the thing. I guess, you know, there hasn't been much going on the last year. So maybe it was a little easier to get away with over COVID. But she said, like, she hasn't run into many problems in the last year and a half of not having a car.
And Kimmy makes a great point. What? It's never been easier in a suburban area to be a one-car family. Because if you are in a pinch and you need to get somewhere, Uber's right there. It's simple. You
By the way,
the car
Uber
to your
is
house.
Slow. It ain't a lot of Uber around here. We're not a big Uber town. So, yeah, I want an Uber. Oh, yeah, we'll pick you up Wednesday.
You drive 40 miles an hour on the highway, and you're going to call someone else slow?
No, I mean getting there.
I got it. You're going to get there at the same time, whether you had a car or Uber's 2 hours late picking you up.
Anyway, let's talk about you for a minute.
Okay.
Because like, you're the average family, like two kids, a wife. How are you doing this?
That'd
like,
definitely
you,
be tough
your
with kids.
Evening, all you do is talk about you're in a car and your wife's not home.
Yeah.
And by the time you both get home, it's like 8 o'clock at night. There's no way you can make those numbers
Look,
work.
Look, man, we can make the numbers work when we're running a business.
Yes. Look, your numbers are going to be way down, bro.
There are adjustments we could make, right? Like, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, I saw this and I was like, interesting.
Because, like, there's always, like, every family has the good car and the crap car, right?
Yeah.
Like, the good car is probably your wife's car, and your car is full of hockey equipment, all the junk,
sure,
Cheetos and everything else on the floor. It's like crapped out.
Yeah.
So now you got to figure out which car is going to be the crap car, because the good car is the one that's going to be valuable, right? So you're going to be down to the smelly car.
So what? It's just a place to get you from point A to point B.
Yeah, but your wife's not going to want you to be driving smelly car. That's why she got a nice car.
226,000 car dealerships across the greater Rochester area are trying to buy your car from you. These semiconductors that make these new cars work.
Yeah.
There's a shortage of them. So there's a shortage of inventory. And to make up for that, car dealerships want your car. They're probably not, they're never going to be more valuable, it seems, than they are right now. Could you be a one car family in the year 2021? And here's what I'm hearing from you.
What?
Tell me if I'm wrong.
It's inconvenient.
No. No. You're making an inconvenient argument, but then every time we go inconvenient, you go, oh, what are you going to wait outside like a baby? Oh, what are you going to let someone else control you? One car family is a bad word to you. Phrase.
Yeah.
When you see bad car family, you are one car family, you think busted.
Sad.
Why?
DWI.
Why?
They're behind.
Why?
Numbers are down.
Why?
Because you only got one car.
Okay, but you only need, some people only need
and
one car.
And you're like share a ride guy. You're like carpool douche.
That's not a douchey thing. Oh, like, that so guy's true. Smart.
Yeah.
He's saving
money. Oh,
yeah.
Every time I see a car full of guys going to work, I see, like, all their PhDs flying out the window.
He tried to remember what the hat was called because he pointed to
the
his
cat,
head.
The cat.
And he couldn't.
College
and he
cat.
Said, PhD, you dumbass. You are a dumbass.
I don't want to, man. I listen, if you're a kid, carpooling is fine. I don't want my old ass sitting in a car with a bunch of other old asses. Where are we going to work?
But you probably carpool. Like, if you were going out with a buddy and he offered to drive you to wherever you were going to lunch. Really?
No,
I would think you would like
up.
Being chauffeured around.
Chauffeur would be different.
That's
that
what this
rich.
Is.
That's the ultimate if I had a chauffeur.
No,
this ain't a chauffeur.
What is it?
This is Chuck picking me up to go out for beer.
What's the difference? You're getting driven somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Are you driving?
It's a power thing. I want to have control over my life, man.
That's not true. Because, well, control over your life, maybe, but not control over your car, because you said you would get in a car immediately that drove itself.
Yeah, but it's my car.
Okay.
Driving itself in me around.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Steve. He says, we became a one-car family halfway through the pandemic. My car... crap the bed.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, and we couldn't afford to replace it. It's not as hard as we thought it would be. We have two kids, two Duffy, and we make it work with all their activities. I'm telling you, man, like, if you sat down and figured it out, you could make it work.
I'm sure you could make it work. Okay. Yes. But are you happy? It's inconvenient.
Bro.
And, like, it's the one convenience you had, like having that second ride just to get everything done.
But you might also be forced to cut out things that aren't super important, which would free up your schedule a bunch. Which
would gives you an excuse to get out of stuff.
100%. Like, that sounds awesome. Like, if I had a way to get out of having to do all this stuff with my kids, some of it which is completely unnecessary, stuff, little activities they have, yeah, man, sorry.
Never works out that way. It just doesn't.
I hate it. Don't want it.
You're just going to have the same schedule with one car. So you're just going to be constantly jockeying around. And you know what you're going to have, too?
What's that?
A car chart.
Yeah, what's wrong with car chart?
Charts suck, man. So you got the car chart. You get to use the car on Tuesday, but I got this on Wednesday, and you got to get your name in there for car chart.
What's wrong with that?
It's sad, bro, man. Like, your life is over. If you have a car chart, your life is
over. You're
going
to have thousands of dollars for that car. Like,
you
it's not know like why? No
I got no car. So where am I going, man? Where am I going?
I love Mr. Pittsburgh. What could a family right now use extra thousands of dollars for? What are you going to do? Is your butler payments behind? Is that why you need things
like
that?
Well, I get it. If you need a hot water heater, you got to put food on the table. I get it. But it isn't like I'm going to be, like, rolling in it.
How about just having that money put in a savings account in case something else crazy happens again, which we all learned is good idea. Okay. No, look at you. Oh, right. No, I forgot. I'm privileged. I'm going to back up my
I'm
point
not
now.
Privileged.
Car chart? Car chart?
Car chart, jackwad.
We all know a guy who, when he retired, the first thing he did was get rid of one of their cars.
I would say retirement, that I could see that going. Because now you have
going on. I thought you said the opposite. I thought in
no, Pat I said the opposite.
Oh, okay.
I said if my wife and I were both retired, we would need two rides. We wouldn't. That one I get. Not be happy about it, but I could use the money. For myself.
You're pretty much retired now.
I know. Like, how would that really be any different?
Way different.
No. Like, explain
my day's
to me,
crazy right now.
Explain to me after 10 o'clock in the morning how your day would be different being retired.
A lot of corporate stuff, you know, meetings, Zooming, not a Zoom.
You could Zoom at home.
Yeah, but sometimes I got to Zoom over to other places.
Like, Zoom exists so you don't have to have a car to go
got
places.
That going on.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going
so
on.
So no way.
I don't know.
It doesn't change. You're pretty much retired.
Why can't I just do whatever the hell I want to do?
You
can. Leave me alone.
You can. But
in my car.
I just don't get you criticizing other people who want to do
that. Here's the other thing. Like, my car is all set up for me. Your car is all set up for you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got all your stuff the way you want it in the car. Like, I don't want my wife in there moving stuff around. Like, where's my hand sanitizer? Well, it's over here now. No, the hand sanitizer goes right where I had it. My mask hangs over there. Like, I got everything set up. Everybody has, like, it's like your little house. And she's going to get in there and move it. You know she's going to do? Hang stuff in there, too. I thought this was cute. I got this at Marshall's.
Wait, so you never drive her car and she never drives yours ever?
Rarely.
Oh.
I mean, unless we're going someplace together, then I usually end up driving. But usually our rides are separate. Same way with you and your old man. You don't drive your little Malibu Kimmy car. Being like some gorilla at the circus trying to drive a car.
Man, what circus did you go to that had gorillas?
They had gorillas at the zoo.
You said circus.
No, it's a circus.
You said, no, there's never been a circus with a gorilla.
Bro, you're going to tell me, first of all, you've never been to a circus because your old man was never going to spend that kind of money.
I've been to plenty of circuses. Thank you very much. I went to plenty of Ringling Brothers circuses. Never once did I see a gorilla. You meant to say bear at the circus and you misspoke and now you're trying to backsell lies.
But you know what I mean. Your wife doesn't drive your car.
No.
Why would she stank ass
car? Well, but it's
because
we have two cars. If we had one car, she would drive my car.
No, but you would hate it.
2-2-6000 car dealerships looking to buy your car because of the semiconductor shortage. It's needed to buy new cars. It's valuable now, maybe more than it's ever been and ever will be. Russell's on CMF talking one car family. What's up, Russ? How are you, buddy?
Hey, morning, guys. Pat, let me tell you something right now. You're the biggest liar. You're lying like Tommy, okay? Because Sunday when you want to go booze for the Bills game, you're not going to leave your doctor wife home with two kids with no vehicle.
Ooh.
Okay? Oh, no. Here's what I do. Carpool, bitch. Now I'm drinking all I want. I don't have to drive home. Yes, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Shut up. And sorry,
go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, they have that bus. They have that bus you can take for like $10 and it drives you up to the stadium and then it drives you home. Who's stupid now, Russ?
What doctors out there have one vehicle? Come on, you probably have three. You just don't say it.
Yeah, I got a whole backyard full of cars, man. It's a parking lot back there.
When my kids were little, we did this one car and my wife was a stay-home mom. And I got a ride to work with my buddy. I worked at the salt mine here in Genesee. You know how embarrassing that was? every day I had to get a ride because we couldn't afford two vehicles. Pat, it ain't going to work. It doesn't work. And it's crazy to even think that you're sticking up. You know, the only person in your show that could do one car would be Tommy, because his wife's retired, and he's done at 10 o'clock taking a nap by noon.
No, that's not what I heard. I hear he's got lots of things about
corporate
stuff
going
on. Corporate Zooms that he has to drive somewhere else to do. That's what he said.
Love the show.
Thanks, Russ. Have a good rest of the day.
I don't know.
I don't even want to tell you.
I think you already said it.
Okay, good. All right, everybody, I hope we got to move on. I appreciate the calls.
Go outside and wait for your rides.